Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome in here to Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you. On a Tuesday morning, glad to be with you here. If you're joining us on our video stream, I apologize. I'm a little under the weather, so I'm a little delirious, and I look like it. So you get to stare at that for a little while, but we'll be just fine. 869-1240 is the number to call. You can get in touch with the program as well on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube. It is not wanting to launch via X, so we're working on that. So if you're listening to us and you're in the office and you got to watch, you're gonna have to watch on Facebook or YouTube for now, or of course on 12 News Connected, the best way to watch the show. You can do that as well. So glad to be here with you. We've got Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, coming up in just a little bit here in this hour. We'll talk about their game last night, survival mode. They keep the unbeaten season alive. A little bit of a scare there against Tulsa, but they get a big shot late and they get the win in a game. Boy, that would have been a disappointment. I'll just be perfectly honest as we get you ready for just a massive night of college basketball tonight with Wichita State and KU both playing as both pretty heavy underdogs as the lines come out this morning, which is interesting. We'll get into all of that today. A little Monday night football for you. Chiefs fans may be paying closer attention to that game because as they need all these wins down the stretch. Dallas is one of those games that you hoped you'd be okay in, and all of a sudden Dallas with a little bit of a revamped defense looks pretty darn good. So we'll dig in there as well. Take you around the rest of the headlines. Max Power producing for us. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley, Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. Well, I'm going to need the Prairie Fire coffee this morning, TJ. I bet I got about, 2.5 hours sleep last night.
Sounds like you might need some hot lemon water in your cup this morning.
Yeah, I need lots of Prairie Fire coffee. I need lots of something, and here we go. What a night there. I was texting about Monday night football, and you immediately were about to go Debbie Downer on basketball, and I flipped back over, and K-State was able to hang on and get the win. That was a little tight. I don't know much about Tulsa.
They were picked sixth. They were picked eighth, excuse me, in the American Conference.
Yeah, but who cares? Like where they're, you know what I mean? Like imagine picking the American this year.
Yeah, I know.
And KenPom's down, so I can't pull up there.
They were 117 last night.
117. That's not bad. That's not bad. That's right about where Wichita State started the year and lived. So you think Wichita State's 117?
They're better than 117.
Right, but that's where they started about.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's we don't know yet what that, you know, we'll go back and look at this game 2 months from now and we'll have a better idea of just exactly what it is. Most importantly, K-State just needed to win the game ahead of the Hall of Fame Classic that comes up later this week. They just needed to win the game, and they found a way to win the game, and they were a little bit tested, and you could tell their head coach certainly was excited that they won the game. Jerome Tang pretty fired up at the end of the game and then apparently into the locker room and into the post game, but they were able to get it done. I think, you know, what we sit here, and we'll talk to Wyatt Thompson about this in just a minute, when we sit here right now, the concern is they gave up 100 to Missouri, 90 to Newman, 71 to Bellarmine, 96 to Cal, and now 83 to Tulsa. This team's going to have to learn how to play some defense.
Yeah, that's what happened last night. That was the biggest issue of, you know, why it was such a close game. The offense didn't score. That's kind of the joke, is that it's, you know, can they score 100 points every game? They might need to score 100 points every single game to win games. And last night they didn't score 100 points. And it was pretty close. And I think that's just a testament of what other teams are going to do to them based on K-State's defense and the way that they operate. And they're going to live and die by, we'll let you have points, but we're going to go try to get them right back. And then, you know, some nights that's going to level out a little bit.
Yeah, look, it was another game too, just like the last time we saw them against Cal, where they played pretty good defense in the first half, and then they just let it go in the second half. And so there's a really specific thing there to look at if you're a Cat fan, like second half defense. How do the Cats react to the opposition reacting? Does that make sense? Like whatever adjustments are being made at halftime, K-State's got to be able to make them right back, because we've seen in a couple games in a row now against better competition, those teams have made adjustments at halftime and K-State hasn't been able to defend very well coming out of the break. But you still get PJ Haggerty being old reliable, which they're going to have this year. That's why they brought him in. That's why he was so coveted with a nice double-double. But again, it's the same old story with him. He gets to the line a ton. This is what he does, Wildcat fans. He is a scorer in the truest sense of the word. He gets a ton of points from the free throw line, and right now they're going to have it just about every night if they want to be where they want to be at the end of the year. That's Tulsa's first loss of the year. We'll talk to Wyatt Thompson about it. We'll get his take on Tulsa, you know, and how big time an opponent that is, because coming up now, Mississippi State, neither Nebraska or New Mexico, and then Indiana, their next three games are going to be against pretty high caliber competition. And we'll, you know, obviously, it doesn't take a basketball genius to say, well, they're going to need to play better defense in those games, because they're going to need to play better defense in those games.
And play better defense in every game.
Right. Totally. I mean, in the Big 12, I mean, if you just, they'll have to be better in that category. But that's something most teams can, can improve on throughout the course of a year. Their offense is there. Their offense looks like what we hoped their offense would look like. Like if you're a Cat fan right now and you saw the roster composition come together, you're getting a lot of what you hoped for out of K-State. So again, we'll have that with Wyatt Thompson. We'll get into tonight's games. I mentioned kind of heavy underdogs here. Wichita State and KU, the Shockers are 9.5-point dogs. KU is 11.5-point dogs. And this creates a pretty fun storyline for the night. Who's getting on that that money line parlay for the Shockers and the Jayhawks tonight? Who's in on that?
I hadn't seen that yet until you said it at like the very opening of the show, and I have already taken Shocker's money line since you said it. That is an absurd line.
And I
don't know if I'm touching KU's money line. That's
of course
stressful.
We don't expect Aaron Peterson to play. Bill Self didn't talk yesterday, did he?
No.
So you know the last that we've heard is out. What was the term for a while?
For the immediate future.
Or the immediate future. Did that mean one game or did that mean a week?
How immediate is that? I don't know.
Right.
I'm telling you, it could be some gamesmanship and he laces them up tonight.
It could be.
If not. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. But 11.5? Just 11.5 even without it. Maybe not on the money line, but maybe you take the 11.5 points. But hey, we're going to get into all of it when we return. The Wyatt Thompson joins as the Wildcats get that win in basketball. They're looking for one more win to reach a bowl. It's Sports Daily. I'll rock you, Cleveland. Don't go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider Interview on KFH.
And that insider interview, Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Before we jump in, I want to tell you about the Odyssey Holiday Hookup now through Friday. You can enter to win this contest. Odyssey taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving. Win a full holiday feast and Thunder tickets for the whole family. Smoked ham, turkey, all the sides from Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, more than $200 in value, and 10 tickets to Wichita Thunder's Star Wars night on November 29th. Good luck there, everybody. Just enter the keyword thanks to the number 20357. Message and data rates apply. We are joined by Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, fresh off of a late night there as K-State gets a win. Wyatt, we were just discussing there slightly how good is Tulsa, I guess. You know, should we be concerned at all there? Or is Tulsa better than we thought? What did you get a read on last night with the opposition and the way they won the game?
Well, I would say a couple of things. One, I think you'd be crazy if you didn't say K-State had a little bit of good fortune in the last minute there to kind of find a way to win. And I also would say, too, that Tulsa's probably a little bit better than I thought they were going to be.
Okay.
They had a young man play last night that hadn't played yet, that had 11 points in the game and really helped them. I love their aggressiveness. They're not necessarily the world's best shooting team, and I think David Green was a great example of that. But it didn't stop him from continuing to claw and scratch and fight. I really, really liked, you know, just how competitive they were. You know, I think K-State did some good things, but again, good fortune there towards the end because they were dealing with, you know, a situation with PJ Haggerty with four fouls. They took him out. Coach Tang mentioned afterwards, it's probably on me. I left him out a little bit too long. So you get, you know, the back-to-back steals and buckets to find a way when maybe it looked pretty darn bleak. I'll be honest. I thought with a minute to go, they were cooked. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was a lot of good fortune between a loose ball falling right to Haggerty's hands, the layup, everything like that. But there's something to be said, you know, whenever you're down. That's what Coach Tang was screaming about after the game on the sideline interview. I don't know if you got a chance to see that or not. He probably screamed at you too, honestly. What does that say about a team, the ability to go get the stop you needed to get the bucket you need to get? There's takeaways that are positive from that, definitely.
Well, and he mentioned to us in the radio postgame show that they do work on those scenarios from time to time towards the end of practice. And I think it did pay off. You know, there was probably for me, the good fortune is in the play where Nate Johnson kind of jumped into the passing lane, forced the pass a little bit wide. Everybody thought that he touched it. It goes to the replay. He didn't. K-State rushes right down and scores. That's the other thing. I don't know that they necessarily got good fortune with making those buckets. They had to go get those, right? But then you, after you get the bucket, then you get into that full court pressure and force another one. And Castillo goes down, hits the tough layup, and you find a way. Now, again, they had to fight him off two times in the last 18 seconds. There was another review after Green missed a shot. And it, or I guess they missed a shot. I don't remember if it was exactly Green, but it goes out. Another review. They get the ball, 4 seconds to go. Green misses one. Ball falls to the floor, and you win the game. And I think I think this is a team that's continuing to learn and evolve. And I do like their competitive fire. I mean, it's obvious PJ's a special talent, but I think others are making their way too. I've said all along, our fans are going to like Nate Johnson for all of the things that he can do. I don't know that he's great at one particular thing, but he's really pretty darn good at a lot of them. And I really like the way Kamari's coming on. And it's obvious to say David Castillo, right? He shot the ball in the last three games, like just at a different level.
I would say, too, we're talking about good fortune. I don't even know if it was kind of bad fortune, but they overcame it at the very end. That ball goes out of bounds, unfortunately, off of K-State, and they have to make two, not one, but then two defensive stops, only up one against, and they got them both done. So that was impressive, I guess, to see the rebound. But the reality is, why, what is going on in these second halves to allow these teams to, you know, they're just, their second half defense has not been any good. Is it them not adjusting to the adjustments the other team is making? What do we make of several times now, the second half, the defense just looking pretty bad, quite honestly?
Yeah. And I think to be honest, I think more times than not, it's a little bit of focus. I know that was certainly the case in the Cal game, and I'm not an excuse maker, or at least I don't believe I am, but you're up 55-34 and they didn't have a lot of juice coming out in the second half, and Cal made them pay. I mean, it was a game, no doubt. Very worrisome there in the last couple of minutes. The one thing that was different last night, though, is K-State was better with the turnovers. That is a big deal. The secondary part was in a game that, again, I mentioned how Tulsa fought, and I thought they were warriors on the glass. Not a lot of people like to talk about stuff like this, but the guard rebounding for K-State last night probably saved their tail, if you want to know the truth. I mean, PJ had a good night. Nate had a good night. I mean, those kind of things are, that's probably what they're going to have to do. They don't necessarily have a dominant center or centers. But with that said, I think another guy that's starting to kind of get a feel is Doreen Buka. He was pretty good last night. I don't have the box right in front of me, but probably played the most minutes of his short K-State career to this point. He affected some plays. I'm going to say it was a pretty good effort for the most part, but you're right that if they can continue to make that progress with the turnovers and rebounding and then figure out a way to adjust to the adjustments, as you said, in the second half, now you got something. And this is such an interesting stretch coming up, as you know. We've got Mississippi State Thursday night at T-Mobile and then either Nebraska or New Mexico after that. And then Monday we leave and go to Bloomington to take on Indiana next Tuesday. So huge stretch coming up.
Yeah, how about a Mississippi State game at midnight, basically? How late can they make these games, Wyatt? What are they doing to you? Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Cats, joining us here. We'll switch over to football because it's kind of the same story, ironically, against the team from Oklahoma that they've, you know, played down to a little bit. You can make that argument. But the fact of the matter is that I feel like the coaching staff and the players and even the fans a little bit are wrestling with the fact of, like, that was, you know, kind of an ugly win, and you don't have a great taste in your mouth about it, but you also won in Stillwater, which you haven't done in a while.
That's perfectly said, because it was not pretty. I didn't think K-State played with a lot of passion. I've had several people say things like this to me, and I understand it. They played at Kansas like it was important to them and it meant something to them, and I think that's accurate. I don't think they necessarily did that on Saturday. Coach mentioned something at the press conference on Monday that surprised me a little bit in saying that they played probably a little bit tight and not to lose. Those guys understand. They know K-State had won in my time. They had won one time there back in 2017 and lost a lot of close games, 45-42 and 38-35 and those kind of games. It's not like they've played awful there, but it is hard to win there. And I understand Oklahoma State's not bad. I'm not trying to say that they're really a good football team, because they're struggling. But on this particular day, they were playing, you know, more sound and with a lot more juice. And I think that showed. And I understand too, you score 14 points and win a game, that's pretty rare. So depending on how you look at it, I thought the defense was good, but the offense, not so much.
Yep. Well, it you know, you just got to win them. I mean, honestly, you just got to win them at this point. You're a win away now from a bowl game. They're going to be somewhat hobbled going into Utah against a Utah team trying to make the college football playoff right now. Is it a going to need the best game of the year kind of a situation for K-State to go get it done now before the finale next week?
I think you could probably make that argument, Jacob, because in studying these guys for the last several weeks, I think they probably have the most physical offensive line, maybe the best offensive line in the Big 12. They have two pro tackles on the offensive line. Their running backs are good. They have two quarterbacks that scare the hell out of you in the run game. There's a lot to be concerned about. And then there's their defense. I mean, a couple of thoughts here for you there. They're averaging about 40 points a game. Here's what bothers me. They rush for 278 yards a game, fellas, for the season. That's 83 yards better than the next best team in our conference. That's crazy.
That's a lot.
And their defense is very stout, very physical, and very deep. I believe in studying these guys, and again, I'm not a coach. I always like to say that because everybody knows I'm not. But their secondary is good. You're playing without Jace Brown. You hope you get J.B. Bradley back, but it's going to be like pulling teeth against those guys. I mean, you better open it up and rock and roll. And I'm not saying that's just the only thing, but it's you're going to have to try to match their physicality. You got to try to, you know, win on first down, get off the field on third down defensively, those types of things. You almost equate it to probably Tech. The difference is we're on the road this time in a really hard environment. So it's a real challenge for sure. I think they're – it's hard for me to say that they're better than Tech, and it's hard for me to say that they're better than BYU, but they could be better than BYU. I think they could beat BYU on a neutral field. They didn't beat them in Provo, but it was 24-21 in anybody's game. So it gives you an idea they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, well, the thing about it, too, is the fact that, you know, Utah is pretty damn good. K-State, in the last, you know, 10 days have lost officially Dylan Edwards. Austin Romaine is shut down for the rest of the year. Jace Brown is probably done for the rest of the year, it sounds like. You might not have Bradley. Like, this is like a bowl game roster that we're going to see after people hit the transfer portal, technically. You know, that's what it seems like. It feels like, you know, like, what roster will we see?
Well, you make a good point because nobody likes excuses, and that is true. But let's be honest. If you don't think injuries have been a big part of this, then you're not paying much attention because, I mean, just with Romaine and Osunsami by themselves, that's probably the two best defensive players K-State has, and they're both out. Jace Brown, you could argue that if going into the year he was either their first, second, or third best big play option behind and or around Dylan and Avery, and now he's out. And coach has basically, you know, admitted to the fact that he's done for the season. You got to have some young guys step up, and it's hard in that environment and against that group. I mentioned the secondary because, you know, without Jace, even with Jace, it's going to be hard to get things against them because of their corners and their safety play. They have three corners, including their nickel, who are better than most. And so that's why it's a challenge. You're going to have some semblance of a run game. And they rush for 100 yards against Tech, so they could probably do that here, but they need to play with some passion and make some plays. And it's as simple as that. You probably have to play a little bit of, if not quite a bit above what you've been lately. And if you do that, maybe you have a chance. We'll see.
It will be a tough test, but this is where that Avery Johnson factor, I think, can come into play. If all else fails and he can be pesky on the ground, you just never know. It's certainly what Utah's worried about this week, I would imagine, as they try to get into a CFP. I mean, their hair is going to be on fire for this one.
Yeah, and that's, again, Coach was asked Monday at the presser about, you know, the crowd there and the atmosphere. And he said, hey, I've never been there, but just what other coaches around the league have told me, it is a bear to play there. They are really into it. And you're right. They have so much on the line. And I understand why they think this. They think they're as good as the other two teams in the league.
Yeah.
Right. They just do. And I think in some areas they definitely are, and maybe a little better in some areas. Again, I don't want to say that they're better defensively than Tech because I think Tech's really good, but they're not too far behind. I'm sitting here looking at John Henry Daly at a defensive end, one of the top sack guys in the country, not just the Big 12, and that secondary. I mean, Teo Johnson, Nate Ritchie, Blake Cotton, Smith Snowden. Can't even describe to you fellas how much football those guys have played. This is a veteran, hard-nosed defense.
It is. As they get down the final stretch, two games left. It's going to Utah, and then they host Colorado for the final game of the year. The story that is easy to follow is you need one more win to get to that bowl eligibility. In this day and age of college football, it's changed, and there's no lying that it hasn't changed. The bowl games aren't, as important as they used to be. But I think the biggest factor now is the extra practices, I would imagine. Are they talking about that? Do they understand, that they need one more, everything like that?
Oh, yeah. I think it's always on their mind. I even asked Will Ancio about that this week, and as one example. And he said, yeah, it's their focus now. This hasn't been what any of us wanted, and everybody understands that. The goals and the sights that were set in the beginning, they're not even in the hemisphere of that. No. But I think it would be good for this team to get into a bowl game and play one. And for a lot of reasons, like you said, I mean, you want to keep, even though this hasn't been what they've wanted, a bowl season would help them, I think, moving forward. I always have believed, and somebody prove me wrong if they want, I always believed it helps recruiting. Now, is it the same playing in Memphis or Shreveport as it is New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl? No. But they'd still be going, right? And I think that's the way you have to look at it.
Yeah, it still puts them on a national stage. I think there's something to that. Wyatt, you guys will have it for us on Saturday, 3:00. You'll hear it right here on KFH, home of Wildcat Athletics. Enjoy the trip to Utah. Hopefully it is enjoyable. K-State, a 17.5-point underdog. I can't remember the last time we've seen something like that. So it's going to take a Herculean effort, I think, from the guys out there to try and pull off a special Saturday on the road in one of the toughest places to play in all of college football.
Enjoy. Not too sure you wouldn't have to go back to the 2003 championship game to see K-State being a bigger underdog than this.
What happened in that game?
I don't know that. Haven't researched it, but that's a pretty mighty underdog at 17.
And what happened in that game?
Yeah, 35-7 Cats.
That's right. I remember that.
Like it was yesterday.
As well before I got into this part of the world, man, I remember that game. I remember where I was, a freshman in college. That was a wild one. That was a wild one. All right, Wyatt. Well, enjoy the trip. We'll be back here next week. Talk all about it.
Wish we could use Darren Sproles in the game Saturday, too. That might help.
So I was just thinking of us like, man, that was the Sproles game.
See you guys.
See you, Wyatt. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Man, I do remember that. I was at my roommate's girlfriend's house watching that with a bunch of volleyball players. Just like, what is happening? This is one of the greatest upsets. And I hated Oklahoma at that point. But that was a fun game.
Man, 17.5. I didn't see that line yet. That's crazy.
17.5. I believe it. K-State's so hobbled coming in.
I know.
So hobbled coming into that game. Maybe Jacob, a good day.
We got breaking news. Taylor Eldridge of the Eagle just tweeted that the Wichita Open is leaving the Corn Ferry Tour and is joining the PGA Americas Tour.
Yeah, we knew that. We knew that. That had come down. I don't know what it'll mean just yet. That news has been out there. The tournament, I would imagine, largely will stay the same for us as consumers. The players will just change. It's been a whole thing to try to. It's a little silly to me, and I don't know all the behind the scenes details on it. But if I'm the Corn Fair, like it gets into this, like. To me, on it, the Corn Ferry would be crazy. It's the biggest purse. It's the biggest crowds. It's all of these things, but it's so closely tied to that PGA Tour that they're so restrictive and needy in what they need the course to do. That's, I think, what we're dealing with here. So it's who knows how long. But again, and when I first heard this a little while ago, I wondered, are people going to care about this? I mean, you're probably a casual golf fan, TJ. What, like, are you going to care about this?
I mean, I'm currently Googling who plays on the PGA Americas Tour.
Okay, don't do that. Don't do that. Tell me right now, outside of the locals, can you name me three players that are on the Corn Ferry Tour next year?
next year. I could name you the ones that are on it this year. I don't know what it's going to be next year. I mean, Blades Brown is on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Do you know who any of these players are before you look at them when they come to play in the Wichita Open?
I mean, I'm not closely following the Corn Ferry Tour, but I know of them because of their, you know, their notable goal. Like Neil Shipley was in Wichita this past year. That was a Corn Ferry golfer.
Is that the Texas guy?
No, that's the guy that played with Tiger in the Masters as the amateur.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know any of these guys anyway. So to me, it doesn't mean anything. Like, I don't care. But it might. And I'm not saying that as like, that's how it's going. I don't know. That's why I asked the question. Like, for me, it's just a community event that's super fun. And I don't think that, you know, if we were losing the PGA Tour, that would be one thing. But I think we're dealing with amateur golfers one way or the other. I think the Corn Ferry Tour is insane for this, by the way. Again, biggest purse, biggest crowds, biggest event, but they get tethered to things that are outside of everybody's control. So, you know, I don't know what the
when,
I don't know
when
what
did we learn is. About this. This is like the first
they'd sent something out a little while ago. I just don't think people really I can't put my Twitter is down just like our ability to do this, so I can't even see it. I'm not sure what's being reported here this morning, but this is not the first I've heard of this news. So we'll just play that by ear. I don't know what to make of it yet. I would need to know. Like I don't know that I'm going to know what to make of it until the event happens. I just don't think.
Yeah, for the fan viewing experience, it's not going to be different.
Right. And ultimately to me, that's all that matters. Like, I just want a great community event. You know, is it going to be, you know, they have good players too, though. I mean, they have good players. They're just, again, like it's one step. It's like double A, triple A probably would be a fair equivalent, to it. And again, you're going to get great golf. You're going to get a fun event. Does it matter? We'll find out. We'll find out. I'm not sure what to make of it, and I'm not sure how long this lasts and how temporary it is. What I do know and what drives me absolutely crazy about it is we could go along the Corn Ferry Tour this year and see a lot of sites with nobody there, right? Like, we know that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's been.
Why in the world would they not just make sure this event – not I'm saying they as in the tour. Anybody that – anything here locally?
I don't know. It sounds more so, reading Taylor's story here, is that it's they're like restructuring what the minor league system of golf looks like. And I think that they're moving some Corn Ferry, like less Corn Ferry stuff and more of the PGA America. I'm not really sure exactly what it is, but apparently a lot of long time Corn Ferry sites have gotten dropped and there's just not going to be a tournament anymore. And so Wichita made sure to land somewhere is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's silly. If there is a minor league tour, it needs to make a stop at Crestview Country Club, where the most festive, fun, and biggest pursed event exists. I'll bet you the players aren't happy about it. You know, like at what point are we, what are we doing here? Like, who is this even for? But it'll be put on a great event just like it always is. And it'll be the Wichita Open more than it is the Corn Ferry Tour. In my opinion, it'll be more that it's the Wichita Open, and I don't care what is playing there because it's a big fun community event that raises a bunch of charity money and has a lot of fun. And so we'll have to get more details on it as we get closer to it next summer, based on what we saw out of the community this year. And even getting that thing operational after the storm that blew through and annihilated everything, I'll bet you the community's itching and gearing up for a good time. Now, does it have a date yet? Does he have a date on that?
It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same. It's the middle of June.
It goes back to Father's Day weekend this year?
Like, oh, it would have. I don't know. I don't know if it's exactly Father's Day, but it's still that same June-ish slot.
We'll have to get some details on that. We'll get somebody in here to talk to us about it that can explain a little bit more of what's going on at some point in the time coming as it gets a little bit closer. But yeah, boy, it's I don't know. I don't know if it's a bummer or not. I don't think it is. I don't think it matters. I'll be perfectly honest. I think the golf event is more than the tour that plays on it. That's my opinion. Golfers might tell me something otherwise. Really diehard golf people, but I'll be curious to see it. That's for sure. And I think they're crazy for not doing everything they can to have that event. Some headlines before we get into college basketball. We want to make sure we have enough time for college basketball in the next segment. Did you see Ja'Marr Chase suspended for a game? For $500,000. Why is it? What is this sensation to spit on people? We saw it in the opener.
Spit on somebody?
Yeah. Like, have you ever in your entire life been inspired to spit on somebody? I know that it's like this ultimate sign of disrespect. Like, what would you rather be? Slapped or spit on? What would make you angrier?
Getting spit on. That's disgusting.
Yeah, why is that the thing that you go to? Like, if you're in a standoff with somebody jawing, who spits on somebody?
I mean, if you're wearing helmets, slapping isn't going to do much.
What a weird thing to do, though, right? Like, did you just spit on me?
It feels very like Romeo and Juliet, like old Shakespearean. I spit on you, sir.
Like, what a weird thing to do. And we see it now. We've seen it. We saw it. Who was it in the opener that did that? It got kicked out of the game. It was Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
What? Why are you spitting on somebody? Punch him. Hit him. Do something else. Like, don't spit on him. It's just weird.
So spit is disgusting. I can't stand spit.
I'm not grossed out by it or anything. I just can't imagine, like, getting to the point where I was inspired to spit on somebody. Cost him $500,000. $500,000 for that loogie. Did he even get a loogie? I didn't see it. I didn't watch the video. Loogie in there, or was it just saliva? Not.
If it was a loogie, it might have been a full million in 2 games.
That's a loogie. That'd be so gross. Speaking of loogies, apologies to everybody watching on the video stream right now. I look like crap here this morning. I don't know if you've been married long enough to get to this point, TJ. I got home last night, and I can feel something coming. This throat's a little scratch or whatever, and I just like give it like a like across the house, and I hear my wife say, "Did you just cough?" And I know what's coming. Like, getting sick is so inconvenient for our wives, and they have like zero sympathy. And I'm like trying to hide it because I just don't even want to hear it. And it's just like one throat clear, and it's like the radar goes off. It's like, what was that? What was that? I'm like, I don't know. I cleared my throat.
Start pumping drugs down your throat.
Oh God, are you sick? I don't know. I don't know. Am I? It's funny. You see all those funny videos too, and it's like it's universal. It's just like one of those stereotypes that goes through, and it cracks me up every time. I knew it was coming. Thanks for hanging with us here this morning through it. Thanks to Wyatt Thompson, by the way. If you missed it on the Odyssey app, you can go back and listen in podcast form. We are just a couple minutes away from our second hour, and we'll spend some time today with college basketball. We had K-State last night. Well, we've got an interesting night of college basketball coming tonight. Wichita State and KU, both heavy underdogs. Now, KU, you'd expect that, right? If Darren Peterson doesn't play, and the expectation is he doesn't, and Duke looks really good, and it is jarring to ever see KU that heavy an underdog. And I would, by the way, I would take the points tonight. I would take the points. That's a lot of points, even without Darren Peterson. But it's not just that. It's Wichita State is a heavy underdog.
That one, I'm so excited about, because like I've talked to you about this. Like, the best thing you can do for people like us and people in Wichita that follow mid-majors closely, like Wichita State, Vegas has no idea. And they don't adjust until about conference play. So it's like, if you've got something that you think is hot, as much as we think the Shockers are hot right now, like, this is where you strike, is this game. Because all they're doing is, I just follow the trends here. If you go look at any mid-major college basketball game that's on DraftKings, because they're incredible, like, they have every game on there, every single line is just based on KenPom. They just say, oh, yeah, well, they're 50, so they should win by double digits probably.
Well, and that's what this one is, because Boise, right, Boise still is in the 50s, I believe. Yep. The metrics really like Boise. They're top, what is it? And again, KenPom is down with the same issue. Twitter is down this morning. By the way, if you're just waking up or getting in your car, there's some kind of internet issue here this morning, nationwide, it sure looks like. But yesterday when I looked, I think they were top 80 in offensive and defensive efficiency. I know they were under 100, and Wichita State still on the other side of 100 on that. So, yeah, the metrics do like Boise, even with that bad loss they had, quite a bit. We'll talk about that game. We'll talk about KU, Darren Peterson situation. We can go to Monday Night Football as well in the next hour. It's all coming up for you on Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.